Welcome everyone to Juniper Abrahams, who is the Isaac Newton Institute director, is going to give a sort of brief introduction and introduce today.
Thanks, Kira. You were cutting in and out a little bit, which is not a great start, but I'm sure it will be a fantastic day. It's really my great pleasure as the director of the Isaac Newton Institute for Mathematical Sciences to sort of kick off this this inaugural meeting for Junior. It is a terrific opportunity for me to wish you all well. I'd just like to say one or two words about what we've been trying to do at the Institute over the last year. For those of you unfamiliar with the Newton Institute, to sort of reach out to you and hope that you will look on our website and get in touch with us if you want to know more. So the Institute's been running since 1992, and it's run around 150 long-term research programs in that time. Long-term, we mean anything from 6 weeks to 6 months. And at any one time, we typically have 60 people in our building and roughly 120 participants per 6 month program. We do lots of short events over a wide range of the mathematical sciences. And we also run the Newton Gateway to Mathematics, which is our knowledge exchange arm, where we reach out to other communities outside. So on a normal year, we would have about 2,500 visitors passing through our doors. But it's nearly a year now since we last had our doors open. So since lockdown, what have we been doing and how can the Institute really manage to maintain its involvement with the maths community and outreach to the rest of the world to service the world with mathematical sciences as best we can? So we took a look at ourselves during that time, and we thought, you know, how can we help? So our answer has been really to create fora, or perhaps you might say safe spaces, for open and free discussion about research ideas. And many of those have been COVID related. And the other thing we do is bring the mathematical sciences community together to help organizing a broad range of challenges or problems. Some, as I say, to do with COVID, others outside. And to work in partnership with other bodies, many other bodies, on interdisciplinary challenges, really. And it's been an interesting year to see what we can and can't do. So we all got very used to working with Zoom and other video conferencing tools. But we had to work out ways over the years for trying to actually allow mathematicians to do maths together in a virtual forum. So in that regard, at the end of March last year, we set up something called VCHEMS, the Virtual Forum for Knowledge Exchange in the Mathematical Sciences, which was a rapid response initiative to try and get a community of mathematicians and others together within about 2 or 3 weeks and running virtual study groups or virtual workshops to try and get answers and to write papers very rapidly. And the other thing we did very early on was to work with the Royal Society's RAMP initiative to see how we can mobilize the mathematical sciences modeling community to help them. And out of that, and with all of the hard work of previous program organizers of epidemics last year, which was the IDP program, Infectious Dynamics of Pandemics program, which many of the people who will be speaking today and in the audience have been very heavily involved with. And that was really our first ever Newton Institute virtual program. And that's been terrific success. And that's now in its sort of challenge paper writing phase. So at the end of last year, we thought, how can we change what we do and work into another phase? And really, the RAMP continuity is our project to sort of take that forward, which is taking the RAMP task ideas, working with the teams from SPIEM and in particular Juniper to try and help deliver some more activities. So it's our role is going to be to mobilize the communities create fora for you to exchange ideas and to help Juniper to inform its own community internally if we're able to. So that gives you in a nutshell what we're trying to do. I'm absolutely delighted that Juniper is so closely linked to the Newton Institute, and we will do everything we can, as I say, to carry on connecting with you and connecting our community with you. I wish you great success in your endeavour, and from the Radio 4 this morning and all the discussions around the slow unlocking, you clearly have a great deal to do over the next 18 months or so. So I'm sure, hopefully we won't be here in another 18 months to do this. We'll be able to move to another phase. But we know the long-term understanding which we gain from this will be of great benefit in the future to all. So thank you. And I wish you, Matt and Julia, and all the other organisers great success in it. Thank you.